Good morning, this is Sterling Smith with your Asna Edge Morning Market Update. And we're seeing a little bit of strength continue in the wheat. However, corn and soybeans do continue to struggle a little bit here. December corn, 448 and a quarter. That's down 3 3/4. March at 472, down 1.5. May at 484 and 3/4, down 1.25. January soybeans at 1345 and a quarter, down 1.25. March at 1364, down 3/4. May at 1377, down 1 3/4. January bean oil, 5247. That's down 47. January meal at 428.60 is down 190. Spring crush at 130 is down 6. March wheat in Chicago doing a little better. We're at 579, up 7 cents. Seeing some continued follow-through buying in Kansas City. March Kansas City wheat at 630 is up 12 and a quarter. And that is trading, though, 5 cents off the best levels of the day. Minneapolis wheat at 718 is up 4 3/4. Traded as high as 722.5. 725 is a major area, and if we could see the wheat close above that in Minneapolis, that would be a bullish thing. If we can't hold these areas, though, that may bring more sellers back out. January rice at 1731 is currently down 7. March cotton at 79.78 is up 18. February cattle, 173.17, that's up 35. Feeders, 222.87, up 183. Hogs, 69.30, up 28. December milk at 16.18 is up 4. January orange juice at 4.14.45 is currently up fractionally on the data unchanged. January crude oil, 76.44, that is up 3 cents. We've been as high as 77.88, so the rally is beginning to fizzle. The products are struggling. January diesel at 275.30, down 6 1/4 cents a gallon. Oil unleaded at 217.84, down 1.5 cents a gallon. Natural gas at 283, that's down 1. Gold at $2,062.50 an ounce, that's up $2.40. Silver, 25.46, is up 16. Dollar index at 102.94 is up 19. Stocks are higher, but well off the best levels of the day. Dow Jones Industrial Average, 35,497, that's up 80. S&P 500, 45.72, that is up 17. And the NASDAQ Composite at 14,352 is up 71, or about 0.5%. Interest rates, the 2-year we're at 4.64, that is currently down 8 basis points. The 10-year at 4.27 is down 5 basis points. The 30-year at 4.49, down 4 basis points. Those are also trading up from their lowest levels of the day as the GDP numbers show GDP at 5.2% for the third quarter, which was an upward revision. This is Sterling Smith from sunny Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great morning.